that you impressed me and anointed me to come forth to teach some more on hell. I thank you for every member of Word of Life Christian Center and every person in tune that they might have ears to hear and a heart to receive. May revelation knowledge flow out of my mouth. I trust the Holy Spirit. I don't want to preach opinion. I want to preach your word and let you speak to us and show us you the great physician. We thank you for it now. May every person receive their healing and their health this very day. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're going to turn our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 17. We're going to talk about today ever-increasing help. Ever-increasing help. The Lord spoke that to me. It may not come all at one time, but if you follow direction from the Word of God and the direction of the Holy Ghost, you are designed to live a healthy life. We've gone so far from it, and that's why I have to teach on it so much. But remember, I'm teaching out of love. Remember, I'm not teaching in condemnation. Remember, your life belonged to God, and God is your God. But he sent me as a messenger. In Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6 shows us a scenario about not really walking in hell, because we have looked for the source of help and it's not in anybody else but God. And so substitutes have come because we have done not knowing what to do right to keep our help, not even understanding. Again, I always have to mention Psalm 139, verse 14. We're talking about how we are fearfully and wonderfully made and marvelous is his work. And then another contention we deal with. Health is not found in your body per se alone. Your soul has to be involved. Your thinking, your conscience, your emotion has to be involved, because in that same voice in Psalm 139:14, it says, "And my soul knows right well." So if you're looking to the wrong source and you're looking in the wrong place per se for your health, your body cannot do it alone, because your body has to receive, you listening? Instruction. Everybody say instruction. Now, instruction is not always favorable. Instruction sometimes, okay, you just, I don't feel like doing that. I love what I'm doing. But if you want to go all the way, you have to be willing to receive instruction. So I want you to write this down, ever increasing health. Because these two verses is a setup. These two verses, verse 5 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man." You see that? Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, in anything. If you turn your whole anything over to man, you actually gonna walk in the curse, because man can bring you so far and no farther. Man has no miracles in him. Man has no signs in him. Man has no wonders in him. Are you understanding me? And so is nothing wrong with man's help in an emergency. If you need help, that's fine. But it said, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and make his flesh his arm, and whose heart is departed from the Lord. Now, some way, somehow, because of a lack of knowledge about help, our hearts have departed from the Lord. And we have received a substitute ideal about health. And the Lord is the great physician. And he is the one, say, he'll bring health speedily. Then he says, "I'll restore your health," in Jeremiah. And then he says, and "I'll work a cure out for you." Now, you know, that's a miracle. That's a cure. When he said, "I'll work a cure out for you," with that woman with the issue of blood, she had gone to many physicians and they tried to help her. But she, instead of getting better, she grew worse. She was headed for the grave. But she heard about the great physician. She needed a miracle. There are times when you're dealing with something, procedures don't work because you're too far gone. You need a God who to change something and bring a miracle and a sign. So here we see, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and make his flesh his arm, and whose heart is departed from the Lord. Now, body of Christ, I almost want to apologize to you for preaching so long and had not tapped into this. Word of Life Christian Center members, y'all have gone through a lot of stuff you didn't have to go through. But just don't be silly now. The Lord is bringing it to us. You understand? Let us take heed, pay attention, and don't lose heart. Notice what he said about one who trusts in man. For it should be like the heat, H-A-T-H, in the desert, and should not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. All I'm seeing here is that as we have departed from God, constantly looking for healing and substitute, instead of knowing that God built us to have health, now we're in an unhealthy society. We're in an unhealthy system. I understand that. But when you come to the wisdom and knowledge of God, you can separate yourself from that unhealthiness by the Bible says in Romans 8:14 about your health. Now, if men is led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So let the Holy Spirit lead you into divine health. And that's what he's saying, because if you don't, health cometh, and you won't even see it. That's what he said in the sixth verse. For you shall be like the man in the desert and should not see when good cometh. You see? And body of Christ all over the world, God's voice is speaking to us. Health is here. Health is ours. Health is possible. Health is available. And now, prophetically, apostolically, pastorally, he's bringing to the body of Christ the revelation of how to walk in health. Are you hearing me? Now, we're talking about ever increasing health. Now, notice verse 7. Choose where you are. In verse 5 and 6, are you in verse 7 and 8? My Bible says here, blessed is he that trusts in God. Blessed is he. Now, I know Word of Life trusts in God. So when God, you're not a member of this church by accident. God wants you to be here. God wants you to hear these revelations. I don't care how long we've been wrong. I've been wrong a long time myself. But when truth comes, we must act, receive it. First, you got to receive it. Then act on it. Then trust God. That's all I'm asking. Not Leroy. Trust God. I'm not here to war against doctors, war against hospitals. They have helped so many people. And I'll show you how they help people in the time to come. But look at this verse. Verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Now, where you held at? Where you held? Where you healing and you held at? See, that verse 7, that's powerful, man. And if I can get you to hear what thus said the Lord this morning and put all of your trust in the Lord for your help. Nobody else can give it to you. People can help. Help you to survive for a protracted period of time, but not give you help. Now notice verse 8. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out his root by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green. That's health all the day long. That's health, yeah. And shall be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Let's see health as a fruit from God. Yes, sir. You said when your body is healthy, it's bearing fruit. When I read that, you know, I think about health and wealth, because in the psalm it says he should be like a tree planted by the river of water, you know. Whatsoever he do shall prosper. So that is powerful. Let me read something to you a little foreign to the body of Christ, but I want to read it because the Holy Spirit impressed me this morning. Nutrients and the immune system must be understood, or you're going to suffer and die ahead of time. Nutrients and the immune system. There's a surgeon on the inside of you called the immune system. He put it in there to fight for you. When something come in there foreign, that immune system attack it. That's all this pandemic is about. It's about people with low percentage working immune system because of a lack of nutrition. See. No, I didn't say a lack of physician. I said a lack of nutrition. You see, nutrition, physician. The physician that'll help you when you can't help yourself, but the nutrition is to build you up where you won't need no help. All right. Are you following me? Now, there's another scripture the Lord impressed on my heart early this morning about ever-increasing health. He also told me about hell, and hallucination. I said, what? Hell? Just catching hell. And, you know, constantly sick, constantly looking for something trying to survive, pain, can't sleep. I said, Lord, what is hallucination? He said, listen to what he said. Well, actually, he didn't say it. I looked it up. An experience involving the apparent perception of something not present. Let me read that again. An experience involving the apparent perception of something not present. In other words, you may believe that you have health when you took something, but you don't have health because you got to go back and take it again. And I'm not against that because I'm going to clear that up in a little while. But Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Somebody help me this morning now because I'm bringing you somewhere and I'm instructed by the Holy Ghost to bring you there. You understand? I'm not here just preaching this to try to be popular or try to be different. No, it's an assignment that God has given me and I'm not perfect. I fight. Do you have battles? Yeah, I fight myself. But I'm learning how to fight better now by knowing some things that I didn't know. Are you following me? How many of y'all want to be healthy? All right. On the line, how many of y'all want to be healthy? Healthy, I mean, with no sickness and no disease. Now, you see, that sounds impossible, but I'll get to a point in this teaching to show you it's not. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, we're talking about ever-increasing health. Look what verse 5 says. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, all thine soul. See, if your soul not involved, your body is in trouble. So actually, your spirit needs to train your soul and your soul needs to train your body of the divine substance of God that he wants you to have and live by. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. There it is again now. See, we're not trusting God. We're leaning on our understanding. We're leaning on man understanding, and we're in jeopardy. That's all the Lord won't tell you. The Lord won't tell you to bring your soul and bring your body back to me. That's all I tell you. Then he's going to give you each individual. He'll give you instruction. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you insight. He'll give you know-how. He'll show you, you see. But you got to bring it. You're trusting him with all your heart. All your soul, see? So my soul knows right well. Beloved, worship above all things, your problem being held, even as your soul prosper. See? With all your heart, with all your inner being, trust him in and lean not to your own understanding. So to a certain degree, we have many fads. We have many diets that you can go on to lose weight and to give you bad food on the diet. It just give you something to trigger your body so pounds can drop off, but yet your body is not being nourished with nutrition. Listen to this. Isn't that the second part? Another part, verse 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, what I'm here for this morning, I'm here to direct Word of Life Christian Center and all who tune in to the path of ever-increasing health. It's very simple. Ever increasing health. And I'm not it doesn't matter what condition you're in now. The only wrong condition you can be in now is a contrary condition. A condition that is counteracting the word and justifying your position. You don't need to do that. That's what the word of God for. The word of God is to love us, forgive us, to help us. And the Lord want ever increasing health in your life and in your family. All right. Let's look at days of hell on earth because of disobedience. I know it don't sound good, but days of hell on earth. I didn't say days of hell. I said days of hell on earth. Look at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Days of hell on earth because of disobedience. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing. Now, how many listen to me willing? You see what I'm saying? All right, number two, and obedient. How many of y'all willing to be obedient? God said, I ain't giving my food up. I wasn't telling her stop eating. If you be willing and obedient, what did he say? You shall eat the good of the land. Now, when you say eat the good of the land, that's health. I mean, that's anything, wealth, that's longevity, a long satisfied life. But here we're talking about ever increasing health. And it's if you're willing, see, you got to be willing and obedient. You can't be contrary and disobedient and say, I'm just going to pray through me. No, God bring your wisdom. Prayer is powerful, but it can't violate your will. All right? So there we are. Days of hell on earth because of disobedience. So the suffering and the pain, yes, you may be attacked, but I don't want to be the one to attract them. Oh, my, that's a good word there, Lord. I might be attacked, but I'm not going to be the one attracting sickness and pain and disease to my body. And here the Lord telling you how to have ever-increasing health that you'll never attract. You got enough attack instead of attracting. Talk to me. See, we have the enemy, he will attack you. He will accuse you, but you don't want to be the one attracting him, letting him feed you. See, Jesus said, when the enemy tempted him, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Do you know what we have done? We'll put bread over the preceded word of God. When he said preceded, that means that word is constantly coming to you, giving you direction. Don't do that. That word, the Holy Spirit and the word is constantly training you how to live this healthy life. Another thing, now you have to listen very closely in this next point. We must move from trying to control disease to conquering disease. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, health is conquering diseases. Man try to help you, but he cannot conquer disease. He only can control it. And so now when you get controlling and conquering mixed up, you think you got it. You think you got it conquered, but it's only a control. Roman 8:37. Let's back it up with the word of God. See, I want to hang here a minute. We must move from trying to control disease to conquering disease. Disease, for health to manifest, disease must be conquered. But look what the scripture says. Name me no. A lot of tribulation, a lot of stuff. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. So now, is the book lying? Because that statement has no category. In other words, whatever you're dealing with, in Christ, you're more than a conqueror. So in sickness and diseases, you are more than a conqueror in Christ, but not in your own will, your own disobedience, you're not going to be in it. That's what I'm here for, to tell you that you're a conqueror. You are a health conqueror. Your body was built to conquer, be a health conqueror, to have health. Your body. And it's in the word of God. He sent his word to heal you. All health is continuous being healed. When something hits you, you help your body and your soul ready to deal with it. We must move from trying to control disease to conquering disease. I talked to a man, he's telling me about the medical field, and he's right. They have saved a lot of people's life by controlling disease. But it only happened because the people wasn't controlling their life. But the controlling the disease is not health. He says it's not health. He says it's not healing. Only God can heal, and only God. I mean a doctor, and only God can bring health. But people are so contrary and so ignorant and so wanting to do things their way, and I put whatever I want in my body. Your body, you just going to act right. No, it's not. No, it's not. I tell you what, go put some water in your car and put some color in it. Put some color in it and put in your car and put your tank in your yard. Get your tank full of water and color the water orange, look like gas. And just fill your car. And you and your family go on vacation. Get in the car. Get in the car. Go. Same thing, man. Same thing. You got to put the right thing in there. What I said? All right, now write this down. I must put the right things in my body. Maybe somewhere the Holy Spirit will convict you. I don't know. I must put the right thing. I got my two daughter-in-laws right now making meals for me for every day, three meals, under admonishment of the right nutrient going in my body. They're in my house working right now. They fed me breakfast this morning. So, are you telling me, Pastor, that I could be more than a conqueror over my health? Absolutely. If not, Romans 8:37 got to be taken out of the Bible. Nay, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror through him that loves us. Now, let me submit something to you. You read before this verse, you're going to see a lot of stuff. But that's not everything. But that voice handles everything. Yes, sir. If you believe in Jesus Christ, nay, in all these things, all attack, whatever attack you're going through in your body, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. So his job, when the church assembled, the man or woman of God ought to have a revelation and an anointing. See, that you can say, oh, I see now. And all you got to do now is meditate, Romans 8:37. Put Romans 8:37 in your soul every day. Until it could become real to you. And you know you're a conqueror of any sickness or disease because of Christ living in you. You understand that? One more time. We must move from trying to control diseases to conquering diseases. Now, what happened when you went to the doctor for checkup? The doctor told you had something. Where it came from, you know. Devil did. The devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't make you do it. You did it yourself. But you didn't know. Now, if you didn't know what you were doing, I'm preaching. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're trying to conquer. I want you to live a long, satisfied life. Yeah. And so to do that, you're going to have this type of wisdom to know that because you're a child of God, because you're a son and daughter of God, you got to a more than conquering anointing over sickness and disease on your life. That's what, see, you're wearing Acts 10:38. I got it down here somewhere, but you're wearing it. Look at it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all, Holy Ghost and power, and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with them. Oh, sickness and disease is satanic oppression. The Father will not put satanic oppression on his children unless they not be willing and obedient, unless their lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding. Why is all this thing happening? I'm a child of God. I serve God to the best of my ability. I pray, and I'm a faithful member of the body of Christ, yet I go through the same thing my neighbor go through who go out all night long. See? See, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. So my healing and my health is good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then he say, heal some of them? No, he healed all that was pressed of the devil, for God was with him. God with us, God in me, you a Christian, and God is for you. There you go, threefold anointing over sickness and disease. So remember, you don't want to wait till you have to try to control disease. It's time for the body of Christ to rise up and conquer disease. Amen? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, my wife and I was exercising this morning, and she usually after she get off the treadmill, she'd go and start reading her Bible. And she went to Revelation, and I was writing notes. She went to Revelation, and you know God worked with me a whole kind of way. She went to Revelation, and I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 3. It's going to show us something about our health. Revelation chapter 3. And I'm going to make a statement that I want you to grasp a hold of by faith and not by anger. Because this statement will make you angry. But I want you to grab a hold of it by faith, because I'm preaching by love and I'm preaching in faith. And I'm going to read some scriptures to you that equate to what I'm about to say. We're talking about ever-increasing health. Say it. Say it three times. Now this is somewhat, how can I say this, new to the body of Christ at large, okay? Okay, now here's what I heard the Spirit say. You are going down and don't even know why. You are going down and don't even know why. Now, these scriptures are going to tear everything loose, what we're going to read here. Now, you're going to tear everything loose. Because I saw, and my wife was reading, and she told me what she was reading. I said, oh, my, this fit right here. This is what I need right here. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with good and have need of nothing, and know not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Now, I want to put that on the aspect of having divine health. How naked we are, how blind we are when it comes to this. And the Lord came to open our eyes, and I appreciate all the feedback that you've been giving. People are really receiving. I saw a man and her husband on the other day. He jumped out of the truck to bring me $100, and he said, my wife's still doing good, and she ain't on no more medicine. She took her medicine till it kicked in, and she was sick unto death. And I was so happy. I drove off. I was so happy. It was a member of this church. I was so happy to see my daughter up and well, and she followed orders. She worked with her doctor, but she also worked with the nutrition. Hey, you see what I'm saying? And then she finally went to a doctor who taught nutrition. Yeah, doctor. Well, you got something. You got a doctor who believe in nutrition, who taught, who know enough about it. Now, you can't know a little bit about nutrition. You got to study. I probably read hundreds of books about nutrition. Still reading. All right. But she's well. I know of other cases. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because this verse is gonna make you angry. I'm gonna read it again. I'm talking about ever-increasing health, and I'm talking about people who don't realize they're being robbed. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing. Now, that's a lie. And knowest not that thou art wretched. Look at it, wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That's five, six things, right? Well, in health. Oh, I heard something. In health, body of Christ, we have been raped. Just vulgarly rape of trusting in man, not trusting in God. All the things we read, you see what I'm saying? Rape. And yet, these words describe how we are. Wretched in health. Miserable in health. Poor in health. In health. Blind in health. In health. Naked. Now let's go on to read. Let's go on to read. Verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. and white raiment, and that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eyes, slave, that thou mayest see. Do you see what the scripture is saying about, as I teach you about health, as I teach you about God as the great physician, that they're not trusting men, but to trust in God. The problem is sometimes you go to the doctor, you don't even need to go because you're just scared. You're full of fear. And you just, because you know you're doing wrong. Fear comes with wrongdoing. you know you're doing wrong. Now if you're doing you don't worry about things when you're doing what's right. I got to read a few more verses here. The 19th verse says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent." Oh my God! Now we're talking about rape, and you've been letting the enemy rape your health. Now you need to repent. Lord, I'm sorry. You know, and then my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because the priests rejected knowledge. And if the priest don't know it, the people most likely won't know it because he's supposed to be proclaiming health. He's supposed to be telling them God can do this. He can look at people on walking crutches and everything, lay his hands and say, be healed and be healthy. Be healed and be healthy. Be healed and go with your health. See? He can tell them it don't have to come back if they got understanding. Watch this. 20th verse. Hell is knocking at your door. Hell is knocking at your door. Word of Life Christian Center. Hell, every home that represents Word of Life, hell is out at the front door knocking right now by revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. No man can deny this. No man can cut this down. We are more than conquerors. He's knocking. Behold, hell said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Do you see that? Help. Right now, hell is knocking on my door. And I'm about to put hell out. Hell is knocking on my door. No matter what your case is, because we're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the blood of Jesus. We're talking about the power of the cross. We're talking about the power of the resurrection. We're talking about the seated position. Our Lord Jesus Christ sitting in now, all that back, I was held up. See? And we have to operate in faith when we hear teaching like this. Listen now. I'm going to read the other two verses in that chapter. Verse 21. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down my Father in the throne. Now, here we at Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, to find mercy and grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Mercy and grace is here to activate your help. You think mercy can handle it? Huh? You think grace can handle it? Absolutely. See, we have taken our help out of the hand of mercy. We've taken our health out of the hand of grace. We're gone to man. We say a little prayer. I know you say a little prayer. Lord, help me. I know you say all that. Well, help yourself. I ain't got no time to be burying you early. Be all sick and down. You don't need to be like that. We just need to make changes. I'm making changes. I'm not, like I said, I'm not perfect. But I'm making changes as much as I can, asking the Lord to help me. And that's what I'm asking for this ministry and around the world. Because these teachings will go around the world because the body of Christ haven't heard much about health. It's a healing. And it's right. It's in the book. But health is in there also. Look at that last verse there, the 22nd. Oh, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be naked. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be out of whack. I don't want to be sick and diseased. He that has ears, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. See? So you got to have ears to hear. All right, let me find a place here. God is the author and finisher of ever-increasing help. God is the author and finisher of ever-increasing help. And you know, I'm going to go to another verse, but you know that verse over there in 12, Hebrews 12, 2, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Here, see, he's the author and finisher of our faith. See? And so we have to establish ever-increasing help faith. See, we have not had that. Ever-increasing help faith. You have to know your genes can't keep you down. God give you your body. Your body, your body, if you treat your body right, it will fight and win. Because you got God back up. See, are you listening to me? Notice in Jeremiah. I'm going to give you one or two more points and I'm going to close. Lord, notice in Jeremiah, I've said enough this morning for you to be ready to fight and stop fussing, stop ducking. I have people who eat certain things that duck when I come. That ain't no good by ducking me. I ain't God. I'm just trying to help you. You keep on eating what you want to eat. You know, I'm not, my job, I'm the mailman. I'm not the make you do it, man. Listen, God is the author and finisher of ever-increasing faith. Or Jesus is the author and finisher of ever-increasing. Or the Holy Ghost is the author and finisher of ever-increasing health. And you are the author and finisher of ever-increasing health by following the direction from God the Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ, from the Holy Spirit, from your man of God. That's you. You become the author of your health because you do the right thing. Now, notice in Jeremiah chapter 30, I'll just start reading from verse 1 because I want you to see some things. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, the word came to Leroy from the Lord saying, verse 2, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. I did that. For lo, the day has come, said the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, said the Lord. I will cause them to return to the land that I gave their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now, I'm hearing, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, possess your health. I hear another word. I'm progressing to possess my health. Powerful. Powerful. Now notice verse 16 now in that same opening. Therefore all that are devoured, these shall be devoured. Think about sickness and disease. All thine adversaries, think about sickness and disease. Every one of them shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And they that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. But because he's about to hit us with a voice. The next voice about to hit us. But he's telling you, I'm going to deal with all sickness and disease. You trust me. He said, for I will restore health unto thee. Somebody shout a little bit. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody in the house. Somebody in the house. If the other one too late to shout, you shout. For this God talking. For I will restore health unto thee. No, don't take it just for Jeremiah time, baby. We in a hotter and a more prophetic time because Jesus have paid for this. For I will restore health unto thee and I will heal thee of thy wounds, plural, say the Lord, because they call you outcast. We're being called outcast, there's no doubt about it, saying this Zion whom no man seeks out. Zion, we in the church and living there, let the devil do what he won't do. And so, oh my. Now, these last two points, and then we're going to close. We're talking about ever-increasing health. You must know, listen to me closely, that ever-increasing health is possible and provided for. You must know, Mark 9:23. See, God said, it is not if I can do it. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe. How many things? All things are possible to him that believeth. Would all things include health? See? So you see, it's on us, my brothers and sisters. And I speak to you with all love. I don't want you to suffer. I don't want no more. I know you done been through some things. No more, though. You follow instruction. Listen to this tape over and over again. Jesus, listen to this. I'm going to close with this. Jesus paid for my help. It's up to me to receive it and protect it. Write it down. Jesus paid from Isaiah chapter 53. And I'm going to close. Hoping I help you this morning. Give me some feedback. Some of y'all getting some stuff. I know some people follow orders. And I know they're getting results. The impossible might get a result if you follow orders. God is a powerful God. Look here in Isaiah 53. I'm going to read five verses and close. We're talking about Jesus paid for my health. It's up to me to receive it and protect it. Got it? Jesus paid for my health. It's up to me to receive it and protect it. Isaiah 53, verse 1 is a prophecy of the cross and the suffering and the victory that Jesus carried out. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? This is a report I come with this morning. And if you believe the report, then the arm going to be revealed. You can't have the arm revealed if you don't believe the report. I see it, Lord. All right. Here he said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow because of us, and acquainted with grief. And we hear that it was our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteem him not. Now, the same way you turn this word down, you're doing the same thing. You turn, when God brings revelation to you, you frown on it, make fun at it, and don't let your faith function in it, you're doing the same thing. You're spitting on Jesus for what he had done. When Jesus loved you enough to bring a message to you such as this, surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. Oh, look at verse 5. There you help right there. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Look at it. Look at what he said then. And with his stripes, what? When we are healed, what that mean? That mean help. See? But he is wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripe, I am healed. Hold on to that, my brothers and sisters. Hold on to the insight. The great physician lives on the inside of you. He never lost a case. Every case that came to Jesus in the gospel, he dealt with that case. With the word of God, with the anointing, the same thing. I'm going to pray over you now that this word and this anointing and these truths hit a knock on the door of your health, is there of your life, that health can come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, I pray and thank you for Word of Life Christian Center. Thank you for all the people that you have assigned us to pastor and be an overseer of. and teach them your word. Thank you that they got the message in their hearts right now of ever increasing health. As they listen to this broadcast, as they go over it and over again, give them strong faith to ask you what changes they need to make. Give them direction. I know you will, because you wouldn't have sent me out here with this message. I bless them now. I call them healed, healthy, wealthy, and have long lives. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time.